Friar Andrea has taken a permanent place in Croatian literature with his book in verse and prose. Considered the most popular Croatian folk book, in a short while it reached all the corners of Croatia and remained popular for more than a century, playing a key role in the victory of the Neo-Stokavian dialect as an all-Croatian national term. Many readers considered it a folk book of poems. Using the verse of a folk poem, it narrates the history of the Slavic people from the earliest times to his day. While his kingdom of the Slavs stretches from the Adriatic to the North Sea, just as Gundulic maintained. With solemn pathos, the book traces the deeds of illustrious heroes born to our famous families from the times of the struggle against the Turks. And in their namesakes, the readers were discovering their ancestors and proudly identifying with them. Addressing the brother reader in his preface, Friar Andrea points out the reason for his work. So that the poor farmers and the shepherds of the Slavic people can come to know that their songs and patriotic poems are not without foundation. To the service of these same poor men, I bring to light this small book, compiled and translated from various Italian books into our Slavic language, in which Slavic kings, counts, gentlemen and knights will be seen together with their wars, heroism, and all their deeds, whether good or evil. Seeing that his work, intended for the peasants and shepherds of the Slavic people, succeeded, on the one hand, it did not upset the Venetian rulers, and on the other hand, the common people welcomed it just as the chilled earth awaits the sun. Kačić then undertook an even greater piece of work, and in 3 years he wrote a new book under the same title and in the same spirit, but almost three times bigger, and with the following title: Pleasant Conversation of the Slavic People, extracted from various books and compiled in the Slavic language, newly printed in Mletci, 1759. This second edition is more voluminous both in format and in content, and along with the 30% prose, it also contains 70% poetry, with a total of 137 poems. And the second edition can be seen in the monastery.